Howdy, folks. This sign is made up of an anthropomorphic frog standing on top of a small rectangular metal sign. The rectangular portion is close to equal lengths on each side, favoring the horizontal dimensions. The top two corners of this rectangle are rounded, creating a top surface that is a little shorter than the bottom one. The curve takes up the top quarter of the sign and moves upwards to make a flat surface. The shape is reminiscent of the eraser tip of a number 2 pencil. There are red and dark green segments of this sign separated by thin white lines. Starting from the bottom, the first white line goes across the bottom edge of the rectangle. Above this white line begins the dark green colored segment, which spans upwards until the sign begins its curve, a quarter from the top surface. This green segment contains two words written in capital letters and equal in length. The word howdy is directly on top of the word folks. The word howdy appears slightly longer, taking up a bit more space on either side of the word folks. Each individual letter is painted onto the sign in white, and a single tube of pink neon lies in each white space. There is blockout paint in the spaces between each letter, individualizing each character. Each word takes turns flashing its pink neon. This green section of the sign ends right above the word howdy, as a thin white line juts across the sign. Then begins the red paint. This muted red colors the entirety of the curved portion. Standing on top of the rectangular sign is the anthropomorphic high society frog, dressed in formal evening wear, kind of like Mr. Monopoly, or the equally amusing Mr. Peanut. To understand the way its body is positioned, I'm going to ask you to imagine you are standing with formal posture, back straight, puffing your chest slightly. Stand with your feet close together and your left foot pointing outwards just a bit. Your right arm stays at your side as if resting on a cane, while your left hand reaches up to your head and moves upwards in a pulling motion, or in other words, to wave your hat. Addressing each part of the character's body, its feet are the shape of two half circles positioned next to each other. The foot on its left side is larger than the one on its right, giving the appearance that the foot is pointing outwards to the viewer. The shoes are painted black with white accents emulating a shine, and white neon tubing traces the outline. The frog wears what appears to be a three-piece suit with a black suit jacket and a white vest. Both of these pieces are outlined with baby blue neon. The three-piece suit is finished off with a white neon bow tie that is layered on top of a glimpse of a red shirt and its red neon outline. Its pants are white with red painted pinstripes outlined with a red neon, redder than the pinkish lettering. Given that the character is a frog, its face and hands are painted with the same dark green as a portion of the rectangular sign. These parts are outlined in a bright green neon. Its eyes are painted yellow, and placed on top is a yellow neon. The eyes have a black crescent-shaped detail painted on the bottom and pointing upwards. It's smiling in a friendly manner, revealing a pink mouth and a curved line of pink neon representing a tongue. Atop its head is a top hat, painted black with a white band above the brim. On its left, there are two white lines that extend from the hat's band, giving the hat dimension. The hat is outlined in white neon, just like the shoes and the bow tie. Just like I had you gesture, the frog's left arm is shown curved up, removing the hat, while its right hand rests on its side atop a green cane. His arm really does move like yours does, but not with robotics, but by flashing neon in two different positions. Position one is where his blue sleeve and green hand make initial contact with his hat that is still on his head. Position 2 is where the neon outlines of his arm and hat jump off his painted body and into the air, greeting the customers of this Bakersfield market. Green Frog Markets was a chain in the San Francisco Bay Area that started in Stockton, California. The first store in Bakersfield opened in 1934 after being granted permission from its original owners to use the Green Frog name. This dapper frog was on the roof of one of three Green Frog markets in Bakersfield. Always propped up on a scaffold, this sign is a prime example of the kinetic abilities of neon. from the letters flashing one after the other to the frog's friendly movements.